I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got for you some more nuclear revenge. Just one story for you today, but my goodness me, is an absolute banger. This unbelievable woman continues to ruin her ex-boyfriend's life 20 years after they were together. It is without a doubt one of the longest ongoing revenge stories that I've read in a long time. So without further ado, sit back, relax, make sure you are subscribed to my channel if you do go on to enjoy this story. Let's get into it. I ruined my ex-boyfriend's life 20 plus years ago, and I just made sure it stayed ruined. When I was in college in the 90s, I met Jake, then a 23-year-old man, through mutual friends. He had already graduated and was planning to move to the opposite side of the United States for grad school, and I'd already been making plans to move with friends, only a 90-minute drive away from where he was moving to. We had so much in common, fell in love, and it really seemed like fate, both planning to move 3,000 miles and landing so close together. He had two sisters and a younger brother who were all awesome people, and I became instant friends with them as well. Because he was in school and I was working, I would usually go to him to hang out on the weekends. He was renting a house with two roommates, also in his program. We were young, so money was tight, but we had fun, went for taco dates, and spent a lot of time at his house where he was breeding and selling small animals. Jake was an animal sciences PhD student, so being around animals was normal, and I loved it. I met and became friends with his advisor's wife, Mary, who was in her mid-50s, who worked in administration at the university. She is a lovely woman. I'd often have lunch with her when I went over on the weekends. Jake was a teaching assistant, and I met other people in the program and made friends with them faster than he did. After about 2 years of dating, I was at the house one day, laying in bed together, in a state of some undress, and he said, out of the blue, he was concerned I'd been gaining weight and it made it harder for him to be attracted to me. No concern about my health, it was all about him finding me unattractive. I sat up and said, well, then maybe you should make sure there's better food for me to eat than crackers and cheese when I come up on weekends. Even at 23, I didn't take that kind of BS. I had gained maybe 10 pounds since meeting him 2 years earlier and still wore the same size clothes, about a US size 6 to 8. I wasn't going to engage in a fight about it after all. It was his problem, not mine. So I asked him calmly, what is your solution to this? He stared at me blankly and said, well, I guess that you should try to lose weight. And I said, nah, I'm not going to do that. So what are you going to do about it? He said, well, I guess nothing. I wanted to let you know how I feel. And I said, cool, thank you. Put my clothes back on, went to sleep, and drove home the next day as usual. We keep dating, and about 3 months later, he called me and said he wanted to break up after close to 3 years. The reason, and I quote, you don't know enough about science. He felt like he couldn't have a conversation with me about his work where he didn't have to use common names for animals instead of scientific ones. I said, well, that's bull. What's the real reason? He said it was the real reason. He came to see me a month later to return something of mine, and I confronted him, demanding the real reason. He finally admitted that he'd been seeing one of his undergrad students, let's call her Meg, a 19-year-old. He was then 26 and her teacher. I screamed at him to leave. My roommate threatened to throw him off our second floor balcony if he didn't go, and he left. It hit me all at once after he walked out, and I went from rage to stunned laughter. I'd actually met Meg a few times, and at one point, she was at his house for a barbecue and spilled something all over her pants. Jake asked me if I could loan her some sweats. Now, I couldn't because I was a size 8, and she was a size 18. There's nothing wrong with that at all, but the point is, I realized he made those comments about my weight to try and get me to break up with him because he was a coward. He clearly liked a big girl. Although, when he said those things to me about my weight, it was 1 a.m. I lived about 95 miles away, and we just had sex, so I don't know how he thought that would go. Even in hindsight, it perplexes me. Did he think I was going to break up with him and storm off into the night and drive for an hour and a half? Anyway, I emailed his roommates. It was the early 2000s. It's how you communicated anything you didn't want to say on the phone. I wanted to let them know that we'd broken up and they were always lovely to me and I thanked them for being friends. They both admitted, though, that they knew about Meg and were the ones to demand that Jake tell me or they would. That is when he broke up with me with the lame, you don't understand science excuse. One of his roommates, a super nice, super cute guy named George, offered to help me get a few things still at their house that he collected for me away from around the house. He suggested I come up for the weekend. We go out and drink, have a good time, all the things that Jake didn't want to waste money on, and I said, sure. So I went up and George let me into the house while Jake was gone. I took photos of all of his animals because while I might not be a PhD student, I paid attention and I knew he had an endangered species in his care. He wasn't breeding it, it was an unreleasable animal that he'd taken in from a rescue organization. There was paperwork he had to submit with a $25 fee, and he refused to do it, saying he didn't want the government in his business. I took photos of that animal, all his breeding conditions, and a photo of an animal not allowed in the state, which was in a tank right next to a window and visible from outside. I then went out for a night on the town with George. We stumbled in early, around midnight, so Jake and Meg, who were watching TV, would see me in a short dress, drunk, and George practically carrying me. I spent the night in George's room. He was a total gentleman, but made sure to leave the room and parade past them in his boxes a few times, and we giggled and moaned loudly so they could hear us. When I went to leave the next morning, Jake said I didn't have to act like a whore in front of him as I ate a donut slowly in my rumpled dress with messy hair while George beamed at me and then planted a kiss on my forehead. Meg looked ashamed, not quite knowing where to look, and I said, have fun with my leftovers, and walked out. I wanted to think that the petty, loud hookup and a few juvenile insults was my revenge. It was not. The next day, I had my photos developed. Ah, the good old days. And I called the State Office of Fish and Wildlife. I reported the animals in the house, the potential overcrowding of breeding animals, and the two animals he shouldn't legally have at all in the state, and I asked them how to make a report. Well, it turns out that Jake wasn't well liked by his peers in his program, or by his roommates. But I was. George had suggested that he and their other roommate could submit complaints to the university that a TA was sleeping with one of his students and showing her favoritism. The night we were out at the bars, we made sure to tell the story to anyone who they knew. They made sure all the women in his classes knew he was sleeping with Meg. It wasn't a large program. People knew fast that he'd cheated and was now dating a student. George and the other roommate made sure people knew they had put in complaints. They were sick of Jake's entitled BS. With my full statement made and photos sent to the state wildlife officials, I called my friend Mary, Jake's advisor's wife. She knew about the breakup and the lame reason, and I let her know that he admitted he was sleeping with a student. I'd been emailing with him and he admitted to it in writing, so I sent that to Mary. To say she was not happy about that was an understatement. She said she made sure it would be investigated and told her husband, Jake's direct advisor, while I was on the phone with her. Speaking of investigations, a few weeks later, George called me, giddy, to say that state fish and wildlife officials were there confiscating the animals. He told them he'd be happy to tell them whatever they needed to know. Meg was there when it happened and told the officials that as far as she knew, all the animals belonged to her boyfriend Jake and that they were all legal. That put George and the other roommate in the clear. One animal was kept in the backyard, so it was implied to Jake that a neighbour reported it. While they were there to investigate, they knew to look in the back window to see the far more problematic, illegal to have in the state under nearly any circumstances, animal. Since George was on the lease, he was able to let them in to investigate in the house. The animals were all in communal areas, and the officers stayed there for a few hours and returned with a warrant to take all the animals and enter Jake's room to investigate. George and the other roommate let them into their rooms with no issues, and they were quickly cleared. Meg apparently couldn't get a hold of Jake, and eventually drove to the university to find him. Remember, no cell phones yet. It was a good day. The only animals they left were some guppies in a fish tank. Now, PhD students need grant money to do research, and a large part of animal studies funding comes from the federal government. Jake had just gotten an EPA grant right around when he broke up with me. So I called the EPA and asked how I would report that a person with a federal grant was being investigated for illegally harboring endangered animals. Long story short, he lost his EPA grant and had to make restitution on what had already been used, close to $30,000. He would never be able to get another federal grant. He avoided jail time on the state charges since all the animals were in good health, but lost all his breeding animals, worth thousands of dollars, since they were collected for safekeeping during the investigation when the two illegal animals were taken. In the end, he owed a $15,000 fine, and the two animals went to a nearby nature center. For years, I would stop by if I was in the area to visit them. The university revoked his scholarship and fired him from teaching for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. He somehow escaped being expelled, but it always shocked me that he never tried to hide the relationship with Meg and was so stupidly self-assured that he didn't even wait the 4 weeks until she would have been done with his class to start publicly dating her. By the university rules, he would have then been in the clear to date her, not being her teacher anymore, and she would just have to avoid any classes he was a TA in. It never fails to make me laugh. After a few months, I emailed his sisters and told them I missed them because Jake broke up with me after trying to call me fat and cheating on me, and I felt weird contacting them. The girls told me that he told the family I broke up with him because of the distance. I forwarded them emails that Jake wrote after the breakup, talking about how he fell for Meg and he was sorry about it, but it was true. I couldn't keep up with him academically, and it made him attracted to Meg. Jake managed to convince his dad to pay for one more year of school so that he could get a master's instead of a PhD. And while I stayed in contact with his sisters and brother via email and then social media, I largely let it all go. I got even, I made some friends, Mary became like an auntie to me, and I went on with life. I went on to get a master's degree myself, and my speciality? Helping scientists and doctors communicate their work to lay people. You know, us dummies who can't remember all the scientific names. I swear, it happened by accident, not design, but I love it. And I work with everyone from small town doctors and nurses, to pharmaceutical companies, to museums, to state and federal governments, to film and TV producers. I travel a lot and speak and get to learn a lot of cool things about our planet and how things work. That is amazing. I knew through his siblings that Jake and Meg got married and had two kids. Meg dropped out of the sciences and became an accountant. Jake went back to breeding animals. Every once in a while, his sisters or brother would tell me something over a lunch or via text, but we had our own relationship that exists outside of him. Apparently, when I sent a wedding gift for one of his sisters, he loudly complained at a co-ed bridal shower that all of his siblings still were my friend and didn't make an effort to embrace his now wife, Meg. Apparently, the sister just laughed and said, "I don't make it a habit to be friends with homewreckers." This is how Jake's parents found out how their relationship started and ours ended, truthfully, 10 years after we broke up. Jake never found out I was behind reporting him to the state, and in the end, I didn't lie about a single thing, except maybe exaggerating a drunken makeout session with George, who is now a successful and tenured professor with a lovely wife and daughters. Now, fast forward about 20 years to a few weeks ago. I was at a university giving a lecture to a room of 250 undergrad and grad students.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In the end, I was mingling with the students afterwards, and I hear a voice say, "Hey, OP, long time no see," and I realize it's Jake. And my facial expression did not change at all. I was completely shocked, but my instinct was to play dumb. So I said, "I'm sorry, help me out. Have we met at another workshop or lecture?" He looked incredulous and said, "It's me, Jake." And I said, "I can't place you, but I'd love to figure it out." Finally, I gasped and said, "Oh my goodness, Jake, I guess I blocked you out." And I said, "Well, lovely to see you." And I moved on quickly when he tried to reach out and hug me. I was happy to leave it there, with the satisfaction of him seeing me as a guest lecturer in a science department of a major university when he was just in the audience. The department chair and faculty who'd invited me to speak took me out to dinner, and while there, one of them said, "So, you know Jake?" I said I did from over 20 years ago, being vague about how.
She went on to tell me that he had been there for an interview for a teaching position and had spent a few days there observing, and they were likely going to hire him. I couldn't control it. I scoffed. When they all looked at me, I said, "I'm sorry. I'm just shocked that he's teaching after what happened back at university." They said, "What happened?" And I said, "Well, he was sleeping with a 19-year-old student when he was 26, and he had to leave the program without a PhD because he couldn't afford to stay after losing his scholarship." The three people I was with all looked at each other like they knew they had a problem and said, "Wow, we'll have to look into that," and change the subject. My old friend Mary, retired a year or two now but still friendly with her old colleagues, called me this weekend to say a friend at the university let her know that someone had called doing a background check about Jake, and they pulled his file, which included being fired, leaving the program with a lower degree, and the complaint letters from over 20 years ago about his conduct. Mary's name had been on it, with her husband listed as the faculty advisor, so she thought that she'd like to know. As a bonus, it had a copy of his arrest record for the illegal animals. I guess his dad had paid for a decent lawyer to get the record expunged after the charges were reduced, and he paid the fines so it doesn't show up on a standard background check. I don't think he's going to get that job. So, I will return to my life, content that the universe comes through sometimes. Especially if you give it a little nudge, just now and then. The best revenge is when you don't have to do anything wrong, you just have to help direct knowledge to the right places. If there is anything I can impart to any young women and men reading this, as I shimmy happily into my now size 10 pants, it's that if someone who is supposed to love you complains about your weight or looks, that is their problem to fix mentally, not yours. And maybe it's time to check out what they are doing behind your back, or simply move on. Remember though, it's their flaw, not yours. If Jake hadn't been a coward and tried to make me break up with him and just ended things with me in a mature way, I might not have found out about Meg and turned his own wickedness back on himself. Okay, and there we go. That is the end of that one. Wow. First thing I've got to say is, fantastic revenge. Very much justified. There is absolutely no way this guy should ever be allowed to work in any form of education again. He completely ruined that chance by having a relationship as a TA with one of the students. That is my immediate conclusion from that. And I'm very happy, to be fair, that you've made sure and you continue to ensure that that won't happen. Now, the next point is, and I want to ask your thoughts on this, guys. Do you think that this guy, Jake, should still be getting punished 20 years later for mistakes that he made 20 years ago? Do you think that's a little bit too long? I mean, do we still punish him 80 years later for these mistakes? Are you allowed to make mistakes and, you know, be punished for them? Sure. But ultimately, I'm playing devil's advocate here slightly, but he's done nothing illegal, yet his life is still being ruined 20 years later. Is that not a little bit harsh, or is that justice for what he did? I mean, we don't know the effect that it had on the 19-year-old. Clearly, you know, he's abused that level of power there, and who knows what effect it's had on the girl. But you get what I'm saying. 20 years later, still getting punished for something he did when he was half his age? I don't know. Seems perhaps a little bit harsh, but I think it's potentially fair. I also do think that OP, like, let's just make sure that she definitely has moved on and it's not still kind of trauma in her mind. Yes, it's great to make sure that someone has the revenge they deserve, but 20 years of this, not saying that, you know, she's done loads and it's always on her mind, just I want to make sure that she has moved on with her life. I feel like by the end we're getting towards that stage, but I don't want it to be an ongoing thing for the rest of her life. But yeah, I don't know, maybe it's just a little bit too much for it to still be going on now. I think now's the time to leave it. Or do we carry on and just ruin this guy's life forever? Give me some like real actual answers in the comments. Not just, oh, he did a terrible thing, he deserves for his entire life to be ruined for 80 years and then die. Let's be realistic, okay? I want to hear some actual logic and some cohesive thoughts, which, you, to be fair, you guys always give me. There's no need for me to say that, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, you could also say that, you know, the revenge was at the time good. You told the correct authorities, the school, the whatever it's called, fish and animal people, the people that deal with the animals, about what was going on. They came and dealt with it. That was it. And again, I have to maintain, he should not work in a school again. But outside of that, I don't know if he still deserves to be getting punished. Maybe he does. I'm not completely decided, to be honest. I actually reckon he probably does. But it is just harsh. But, you know, if you are the sort of person that would do this, yeah, maybe you do deserve to be punished forever. I don't know. Like, people in the comments are saying that ultimately what he did was cheat on you in the 90s, with a woman over the age of consent, over the legal age. So it's a bad move, but it's not a crime. How does he deserve to be punished 20 years later? Even if he was the TA. People are saying that, you know, what you did with George OP was fantastic, and I agree, that was brilliant. No doubt about that. And maybe even staying friends with the family is fine as well. Although, to be fair, a little bit weird 20 years later. But yeah, like, devastating the dude's entire life, ruining his career, continuing to do damage for decades afterwards. After he's like worked his way back up from nothing, and it seems as if he's trying to live a proper life, and he's still not doing that well, right? I mean, he's applying for jobs that he probably should be, you know, a level ahead of by his 40s. And I don't know, maybe it's just a little bit too much. Again, maybe I'm just waffling here. Let me know in the comments down below. You guys are the voice of reason on this channel, not me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.